On behalf of Central Lutheran Church, it is my privilege and joy to welcome you to this long-standing tradition of Advent lessons and carols. We want to welcome those of you who are joining us from home. We hope this service helps to prepare our hearts to celebrate Christ's coming to us as a baby in a lowly manger, and as we look forward to Christ coming again in all glory. I'd like to take a moment on behalf of Pastor Ben and myself to publicly thank our organist and choir master, L. Ray Stewart Cook, and our associate organist and children's choir director, Lindsay Hendrickson Rogers, as well as all of our gifted and talented musicians, vocalists, choirs, ensembles, and worship leaders who are sharing their gifts with us this evening. Also, a word of thanks to Todd Shorak for providing us with video and tech support. And finally, I'd like to offer our thanks to everyone who provided hospitality for tonight's soup supper. At the conclusion of this service, we invite those of you who are here with us this evening to join us in our church's parish hall for a light dinner. Dear friends, for those of us who live in the Northern Hemisphere, the days continue to grow shorter as the darkness of night grows longer. As we gather in this sacred space to mark the beginning of this Advent season, may we be ever mindful of the light that glows among us, full of grace and truth. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to enter more deeply into the true light, the light no darkness can overcome. Let us give our thanks and praise to God through the ancient words of Holy Scripture and of sacred music. And let us rejoice in the Spirit that marks this season of preparation as we remember the message of God with us, God for us, and God who goes ahead of us. Finally, may our lights shine in the darkness so that others may see our good works and give glory to God. And now I invite you to join with me in the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
The prophet Isaiah proclaims good news to a people in exile. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever, the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Gemini, the prophet tells us that the Lord promises to send this people a righteous king. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. prophet Haggai foretells the advent of the desire of all nations. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The prophet Isaiah foretells the glory of the kingdom of God. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The word of the Lord.
My dear, I saw a child is born, my King of all creation. The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for the ancient words and sacred music that has filled this sacred space, and for all who participated in tonight's service. Fill our hearts with your love, and send us forth as bearers of the good news of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. May Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Invite all who are able to stand for our final hymn.